Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Joining us on today's program is candidate for the at-large seat in the 2019 Pella City Council election, Liz Terborg-Sporer. She joins us on today's program to share her vision for the future of Pella.
First of all, Liz, I'll have you introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Liz Terborg-Sporer. I am currently the Corporate Communications Manager at Vermeer. I have grown up in this community. I attended Pella Christian Grade School, Pella Christian High School, and for the past 7 years, my husband and I have been living on Main Street.
And why are you running for City Council?
I am running for City Council because I, over the years, have realized that there is this active and group of people who are living a full life, and they need their voices represented. When I was considering running for City Council, I dug into some research on the city itself. And one fact I came across that I found incredibly interesting was the fact that our current estimated median age is 34.2 years. I am the median age. What I want to do on City Council is represent this demographic of young professionals. They're working 40, 50, 60 plus hours a week. They are living full lives. They're trying to get in yoga class. They're trying to bring their kids to soccer practice. They're trying to do it all in our community. And that's the voice that I want to be here.
And so as you think about your overall vision and platform, then what would the next 4 years look like if you were on council and the kind of priorities that you would have?
We have so much opportunity in our community. You look at the people who live here, the strong history that we have, and incredible work ethic. And I think that really my goal, if I were elected to City Council, is to bring all these voices together. We have small businesses that are just doing incredible things. We have big global businesses that are also doing incredible things. We have residents who are living here, who are thriving here. And so really it's about bringing all these voices together and seeing what can we do, how can we continue to make sure that our community is going to be strong long into the future.
And what would you say are the three most critical issues that you would face? Obviously, like we've said to all our candidates, there's quite a bit to accomplish, but what would you say are the three that are top of mind?
I think the three, really, there's one that stands out to me, and it's kind of the overarching one, and that is, how do we attract and retain talent? This is something I see every day in my day-to-day job, but it's something I hear about from, again, big businesses and small businesses alike. So what can we do to attract and retain that talent? I think one of those things is affordable housing, and it's not just about one type of housing. It's about how do we create housing options so that we can bring in people of all different, you know, whether it's economic or family level statuses. How can we have places for these people to find and call home? And then lastly, I believe that also ushers in amenities. How can we create places, spaces, things for this active group to do and to activities for them to find? So those are really the top three things that I believe we need to focus on. What has been so neat to see in our community is the way already so many people have been working together to bring new and different things to our community. And when I say new and different, I want to be clear. I'm not saying that I'm trying to deviate from what has made us what we already are. I think we need to remember that this community was founded by a risk taker. It was founded by a group of people who were willing to do something different than what had ever been done. When you think about the Dutch, they're innovative, they're pragmatic, they're problem solvers. And our people today still carry those values to their core. And you can see that when you're in our community. And so I think by really bringing everyone together and opening this dialogue and making sure that we're all aligned in the things that we're trying to drive and prioritize similarly, we can really go to new places as a community.
Hear interviews from Liz's opponents, incumbent Tony Bockhoven and Chris Myers, at KNIAKBless.com. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.